All right, fans. Radio.Dominican.edu is the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn with you, Hunter Hornstein, alongside DJ Dom. She'll be making her maiden voyage tonight, about a minute and a half to go. And with the pregame, here is my partner, Hunter Hornstein.
Hey, everybody. Happy to have you with us. I'm Hunter Hornstein here live at the Conlin Center at Dominican University of California. It's opening night here at the Conlin Center. We've got a great crowd on hand as our Lady Penguins take on Dixie State. Penguins coming in with a record of 2-9. Dixie State led by head coach Greg Jensen coming in at 5-3. Well, fans, Dominican faces a tough test tonight. Dixie State was picked to win the PacWest title after totaling 78 points in the preseason coaches poll, including 3 first place votes. Last season, Dixie State finished runner-up in the PacWest. They boasted an 18-7 record with a 12-14 mark in conference. DU this year is slated to finish 9th, so we're looking for them to come out strong. Some players to watch for Dixie State. These are going to be some game changers that DU is going to have to look for. Junior J.C. Jeffries. She was selected as the 2010 preseason Libero of the Year after making her All-PacWest first team debut, in addition to being named Libero of the Year last season. She continues to put up big numbers, 151 digs in 35 games for the Red Storm in 2010. Also to look at, junior middle hitter Morgan Hill. She also joins Jeffries on the preseason squad, an All-PacWest second team member. In 2009, she put up big numbers, finishing 2nd in the PacWest in blocks per game and finished her year with 88 blocks on 25 solos and 63 assists. So far this year, Hill has totaled 38 blocks, leading her team. Now back to bring you all the play-by-play action, my partner, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter. Big night tonight, opening night of the conference for volleyball here at Dominican. Also a huge night because we have a new DJ alongside. Dom will be in game two. One of our sensational new broadcasters here at the radio station. Her maiden voyage on a live sports broadcast. So you'll want to listen for that very carefully. Also, PacWest Commissioner Bob Hogue is in the house, as DJ Dom mentioned in the pregame. That's huge. He's here to hand out a couple of awards that Dominican has earned in their first year in the conference, playing NC2A volleyball in the PacWest. For the Red Storm, visiting from Dixie State, number one, Alex Shearer, a 5'10" junior. She's out of Park City, Utah. That's Peob's, Peob, that's Hunter's hometown. Number two is Morgan Hill. Peob will be here tomorrow night, by the way. Hey, shout out to Peob, checking us out down south. Morgan Hill, number two, is a 6-foot junior. She's out of Logan, Utah. Number four is Britta Noble, a 5'6" sophomore out of Taylorville, Utah. Number seven, Kimmy Clark, a 5'9" junior out of St. George. Number eight is Melissa Fifita, a 5'11" junior out of Midvale. And the libero player looks like J.C. Jeffers, or Jeffress, a 5'7" junior out of Brighton, Colorado. For the Mighty Penguins, under head coach Gail Stammer. She's assisted by John Engstrom and Katie Nelson. And first year student assistant Laurel Grand. The libero player is Lachelle Rulin, a 5'3" sophomore. Also out there for Stammer is number three, Hannah Stocking, a 5'10" junior. Lauren Clark comes out, a 5'11" freshman. Rhea Falealele, a 5'9" freshman, wears number 10. Sarah Bain, a 5'9" sophomore. Also out there is Ashley Sand, the 6-foot sophomore. And Kayla Morphew, a 5'9" junior. And now we'll have the national anthem for those of you at home. Please rise. Here we go, fans. NC2A volleyball, Penguin style, Conlin Center, Dominican University of California. Oh, what a night. So looking forward to this. Finally, it is here. Opening night volleyball. Red Storm from Dixie State University in the house. Penguins occupying the southern end of the Conlin Center. Red Storm, northern side. Penguins moving from the P to the Q on your computer keyboard. Hunter is alongside Stuart Horn with you for tonight's broadcast. DJ Dom will be along in game two for her maiden voyage. Live event broadcasting for DJ Dom. 5 minutes after 7 p.m. fans in California in the good old U.S. of A. For those of you listening abroad. Broadcasting from San Fran to Japan. From Mumbai to Dubai. From the Yukon to the Euphrates. Broadcasting to all corners of the universe and beyond. It is radio.dominican.edu. Worldwide broadcast. Penguin style. Here we go. Penguins out there on the floor, getting ready to start things off.
What? What do you want? Speak.
Penguins are out there. Sue Bernier is the referee. She's up top of the ladder. She's our number one referee. She's assisted by Gary Wakai. He's down the lower side, 30 feet away from her. Ted Sasse out on one line and Robert Haas on the other. Penguin Stadium is absolutely loaded with DU fans. I mean, this place is packed. Opening night. Penguins so far 2-9. First night of conference play, though. So it makes sense that they have no record in conference. 2-9 in the preseason, though. Dixie State also opens tonight, but 5-3 in the preseason. So on paper, Dixie State seems pretty tough. Here we go now. Penguins with the side out. And the running serve from our right to left by Sarah Bain. Set up, Penguins throw up a wall. Penguins now on offense. Bain now pops it on as hard as she can. Not much on it. Lauren Clark drops one down to the other side. And Rhea Falealili with the kill shot, right corner, 1-0. Penguins, here comes the serve by Bain. So far, so good. Best of five tonight, games to 25. Bain to serve with the runner, right side of the center line. Red Storm now with the setup, very softly, bumped by Rulin. Bumped up now by Bain, over to Hannah Stocking. Attempted kill shot, two touch, called on the Red Storms, number 7 and 8. Kimmy Clark and Melissa Fafita got tied up. Both ladies touched the ball at the same moment. And the point is given to the Penguins, although Sue Bernier now gets head coach Greg Jensen, and he wants to argue the point that both ladies touched the ball at the same moment, but he seems to think that there should be no penalty, that the Penguins should not be awarded the point. Bain now comes over to listen to the discussion between Sue Bernier and the number two referee, whose name is Gary Wakai. Now more of the Conlon crazies are coming into the Conlon Center. Penguin soccer today. Penguins got a split. Men lost the early game. Ladies came back and won, though, playing against Hawaii at Hilo. So the score stands. The check it. They took the point away from the Penguins and gave it back to the Red Storm. The service now by Britta Noble at 1-1. Penguins on offense, slammed into the back right corner by Hannah Stocking. Not tipped. Red Storm lets it go, 2-1, Dixie. Service again now by Noble, the 5'6 sophomore out of Taylorville. Back row Rulin, bumped up softly by Bain, popped across by Rhea. Penguins now on defense, into the back row. Bain, Rhea, trouble, two touch, called on for Falealili.
Yeah, you're gonna have to look out for Britta Noble on offense, the sophomore, and her 87 kills. Stu, that's good for a little over 2 kills per game.
Here we go, fans. Back underway, 3-1, service over to Rhea Falealili, and she dives for it, and that's a service ace. Penguins couldn't do anything with it. Falealili diving for it, 4-1, Red Storm. A lot of Penguin fans in the house tonight. Not just yours truly, and Hunter Hornstein, and DJ Dom. Three of the big Penguin fans right here at the broadcasting table, but about another 300 or 400 of them in the house. Here's the runner now. Back to Falealili, bumped up. Set, Penguins across. Bumped up now. And now we're back underway. Falealili gets the bump. Now the set by Bain. Back to Rhea, slams it across. Picked up by the Storm. Back set, right corner, diagonally called out. 4-2, the Penguins finally get off the schneid.
Stu, the Penguins are going to have to get off to a fast start, but at the same time conceal their emotions. Very emotional night. A lot of people here. It's going
to
be loud.
Here's Rhea, 4-2. She gets off a good one into the back row. Now over to the left side, diagonally. Penguins pick it up. Bane with the set. Over to Morphew. Morphew front left corner gets it off. Diving for it, Storm keeps it alive. Softly now. Ooh, trouble. Bane back set. Over to Stocking. Gets it off. Back over to Rhea with the nice bump. Now the set. Now softly. Oh, into Morphew's neck. Hits the net. Couldn't dig it out. I don't know where Swingle is, our normal setter. But Sarah Bane's in there picking up all the sets.
Yeah, that was just a little bit of a tap nudge over there, trying to get that ball up and over the net. Unfortunately, Dixie State saw it coming and was able to retaliate with a strong, strong kill.
J.C. Jeffress to serve now, 5-2 Storm. She gets a flat-footed one off to Rhea. Bumped up Bane, right side Stocking. Bumped up Bane, helped across Morphew, nothing on it, flat-footed. Storm now coming up on it. Trouble, Rhea bump. Set, Bane back set, over to Stocking, called out as the back line judge dances out of the way.
I'll tell you what, Stu, Hannah Stocking has an absolute cannon for a freshman on that right arm. Unfortunately, hit it a little too hard and just landed outside the line.
6-2, Penguins trail. Here's Jeffress. 5'7 juniors, Jeffress out of Brighton, Colorado. Diving for it is Rhea. Bumped up. Penguins come up with it, but not much on it. Back row, rule and bump. Set up by Bane. Over to Rhea, back row. Brought back after a single smash. Uh-oh, back set too softly. That was not a good set for the Penguins, and it set the Storm up perfectly. Tipped by the front row as Kayla Morphew tried to block that one in the front left corner, but she got a little on it, but not much. 7-2 in favor of the Red Storm. Penguins call timeout. Here is Hunter Hornstein.
Hey, fans. Yeah, Dixie State off to a great start. They're 5-3 on the year. They're slated to finish first in the PacWest Conference. Obviously, this is our PacWest opener, so Conlin is rocking. Conlin is loud. Conlin is full. It's black and gold night, ladies and gentlemen. DU needs to get off to a better start. Obviously, they didn't like the way they started. It's now 7-2. Dixie State out in front, so they need to regroup a little bit. Stammer has them focus, refocus up, conceal the emotions, and just go out there and play your game. They've done well in the past. Now they just got to execute. Back with all the play-by-play, my partner, Stuart Horn.
7-2, Penguins trail. Penguin fans are going nuts, as they should. Welcoming everyone worldwide, B2LiveTV.com. B2LiveTV.com if you want to watch this game. It only costs a couple of bucks on pay-per-view. Go to B2LiveTV.com, and they'll set you up so you can watch the game. Otherwise, welcoming everyone listening on radio.dominican.edu worldwide. DJ Dom in game two. Here we go. 7-2, Penguins trail. We're back underway. Morphew front left corner. Gets it off, ruling with a bump. Back over to Bane. Back over to Rhea. Into the net. Falea Lili hit it a little bit late, Hunter. And that was a little bit low. Hit the tape, rolled down. 8-2 Storm.
Absolutely. Falea Lili out of Long Beach, California, my hometown. Went to Long Beach Polytechnic High School.
Here's Jeffress with a serve. She's about 6 feet left of the center line. Gets off a good one to Rhea. Ooh, out of play over by the scoring table. Penguins are still alive, though, as Stocking knocks it across. Set up, Penguins in trouble. Rhea bump. Set up, Bane. Forward set to Kayla. Back left corner, saved by the Storm. Oh, boy, are the Red Storm good. They are really playing beautifully. And then a little bit too flat by Alex Shearer, the 5'10 junior. And that's the first error I've seen by Shearer tonight. 8-3. Penguins trail. Penguins hoping they get something going with a gigantic crowd tonight here at the Conlin Center. Bob Hogue, commissioner of the PacWest Conference, is in the house. And now a campfire, the Penguins all around, as a very softy is thrown in there by Britt Noble. Britta Noble, a 5'6 sophomore out of Taylorville, scores the point for the Storm, 9-3. Penguins trailing, serve it up is Alex Shearer. She goes back row to Kayla, bumped up to Bane with a two-touch, couldn't handle it. 9-10-3. Here's Shearer again. She's right of the center line. Red Storm has four in the front, two in the back. Penguins four in the back. Now the bump by Morphew, dead into the net. That's a service ace, 11-3. And the Red Storm has a big momentum going right now. Red Storm tapped by all of the by the coaches around the league to win this thing. So we'll just have to see if the Penguins can hold them off tonight. So far, it's been all Storm. Diving for it. DU, trouble. Back row. Bumped out. And a good move there by the front row of the Storm to knock it into the collapsing Penguins.
You're absolutely right, Stu. Picked to win the Pac West. They received 78 points in the preseason coaches poll, including three first place.
Here we go now. Shearer with another one. Check it. Yes, it is Shearer. 12-3. Penguins trailing. Haven't scored in a while. Over to the left side. Melissa Fifita gets a hand on it and a whistle. And I don't know what the indication is from the referee. I don't think they gave him a chance to serve. They never gave him the whistle. So it was a dead ball. 12-3. That's a do-over. No, they gave the point to the Red Storm. And I don't know what that indication was. If we can figure it out, fans, we will. But I'm not sure what it was. When the referees, Hunter, put up two thumbs in the air. Is that a Fonzie move? I don't know what. That's like a Fonzie foul. 12. Now the Penguins score 112-4 as from the front left corner, Melissa Fifita shanked it into the net. And you never want to wish anything bad on your opponent. However, the Penguins need something, and they got it right there. Now the service by the Penguins. Kelsey Lardner, a 5'8" freshman out of Auburn, up Highway 50, gets off a great diving serve. And a dink from the front row by Fifita, and she's killing the Penguins with that all night, Hunter.
Yeah, absolutely. Penguins haven't been able to really find an answer for her. Kayla Morphew tried to dive, wasn't able to come up with it.
13-4. Service now by Fifita. Fifita gets off a good one to Kayla. Now the bump to Bain. Up there by Stocking. Back row, Penguins. Check it, that was Ashley Sand. Sand with a very gritty play there. Gets off a good one. Sand with a killer. 13-5, Penguins on their way back. Here we go, fans. Penguins to serve now. Here's Jessica Jones, a 5'9" freshman out of SACTO. She's about 5 feet left of the center line. She goes into the back row, picked up by the libero player. Helped across by Madison Fitzgerald, a 6-foot sophomore out of Mesa. And she gets off a killer, 14-5. So far, it's all Red Storm. 7-16 on the West Coast, fans. Here's Fitzgerald with a service for the Red Storm. Jones runs up on it, lets it go. It finds the back left corner, Hunter, and that's a service ace.
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. Head coach Greg Jensen for the Storm has got to be happy with what he's seeing, Stu, right now. The Storm absolutely just dominating this game so far.
Fitzgerald from the back right corner, 15-5. She'll serve it up again. Holds the right hand up. Throws it up with the lefty to Jones. Set over to Bain. Now over to Rhea. She gets off a good one. A little off balance. Trouble. Back row diving for it is Stocking. She couldn't do anything with it. The killer laid in there by Fitzgerald, who collapsed in. 16-5. And it's all Storm so far. Here's Fitzgerald again. She runs up on it. Perfect serve, dive bombing, tons of topspin. Back set, over to Sand, into the back row. Picked up now by Fitzgerald. Now over to the left side softly. Lardner picks it up. Oh, no, miscommunication. Backing up out of bounds was Falea Lili. Jones was crashing in on it. Falea Lili seemed to be backing up on it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. Miscommunication, you can't have mistakes like this right now, Stu. You're falling way too far behind.
17-5, Penguins trail into the back row after the serve by Fitzgerald. Fitzgerald's got to be getting tired. She served so many times. Falea Lili gets off a good one, but the Storm is right there. Lardner bump. Set Bain. Softly Sand. Pancake save by the Red Storm, and now the Penguins Sand is right there to put it back away. 17-6, and the Black Hole loves it.
Nice job there by number 18, Ashley Sands, sporting the goggles tonight. The last two games, she's worn regular glasses, and then she went with the contacts last game.
Lachelle Rulin, the libero player, 5'3", the sophomore that plays like a fifth-year senior, gets off a great serve, and the Penguins help it back over with the masterful play there by Hannah Stocking from the front left corner. Saw the open seam, took it. 17-7, Penguins trail Rulin. Good serve. Oh, man, Rulin gets so much on that thing. It's like a shotgun blast. Set up over to Noble. Gets it off. Dug out of the net nicely by Bain. Here's Rhea to help it. Step. Ooh, I thought the Penguins with a two-touch. Stocking gets it over. Back row saved by the libero player. Now the Penguins back on defense. Rhea's right there. Set up to Bain. Back over to Stocking. Back row. Oh, they did the Penguins a favor as Jeffress got one that was on its way out. Saved by Rulin.
now back over. Oh, it's still alive. I thought the Penguins were going to get this one. Rhea helps it over. Not a two-touch called. Left side over to Noble. Still alive with the Penguins with another nice save. Bumped up by Morgan Hill. Now over to Noble. Uh-oh, trouble. Jones into the net, diving for it with Sarah Bain, but she couldn't do anything. 18-7.
Wow, unbelievable, Stu. What a rally going back and forth. But Dixie State shows they are the better team as they finish off the Penguins.
Penguins trail now 18-7. Serving it up for Dixie. Kimmy Clark, a 5'9" junior out of St. George. She goes back, Rhode Jones. Set by Bain. Over to Rhea. Obtuse angle, out of bounds. That was hard left. She had an open court. She saw it out of the corner of her eye. Just took a little too much ball there, Hunter. 19-7. Penguins are trailing. Commissioner Bob Hogue in the house. Penguins now on defense. Back set over to Rhea. She gets it across. Bumped up nicely by Jeffress. Penguins now have a good look at it. Here's the set by Lardner. Slammed up there by Stocking, but a massive block by Morgan Hill, the six-footer. And Hill said no to Stocking. Now looks like a rotation for the Penguins. Lardner out. And Lauren Clark, who got the start tonight, she'll be back in there, the 5'11 Clark. So the Penguins now on offense. And the service point by Bain. And it was a little bit too deep, and the Penguins with two in a row, 19-9. That's two in a row, Hunter. I don't think they've done two in a row all night.
Absolutely. They got to find more ways to find consistency, get more points, string them together, get back into this game.
Here's Bain with the service. The runner, three-stepper into the back row, scooped out by Jeffers. Now the Penguins back on defense. Good save there by Jones, but she led Bain a little too much. Bain tried to get a good set off. But the ball had been led too much into the net, 20-9 red zone. Noble to serve for the Red Storm. She bounces it three times, back left corner to Jones, to Bain, to Rhea. Oh! Falealele kills it! Penguin point, 20-10.
Nice job by the former Jackrabbit with that kill, giving the Penguins a little bit of hope.
Rhea Falealele to serve now for the Mighty DUs. She gets off a flat-footed. Oh, boy, that's a good serve. Well, that was nice. Now the killer. Oh, saved by Rhea. Over to Kayla Morphew. Gets it off. Hits the top of the tape and falls on the Red Storm side. Penguins within nine.
That last kill by Falealele, her 98th of the season, Stu.
20-11. Penguins trail. Rhea to serve. She adjusts the right tennis shoe there. Got to make sure those tennis shoes are tied up nicely. Nice and tight. Penguins now on defense. Trouble. This is off the front row. The attempted block by Lauren Clark was nothing but trouble. Out of bounds, 21-11. Penguin women's soccer team today won their match as a timeout's been called by the Penguins. Penguins are 2-9 in the preseason. Tonight is opening night of conference play. Playing the Red Storm out of Dixie State University. 21-11 on radio.dominican.edu. Here's Hunter.
Hey, fans, we got a great night out here. Commissioner Bob Hogue is in the house. He's presenting the Academic Achievement and Community Engagement Award tonight to the DU student athletes. You can catch his interview on Sports Night with fellow broadcasters Mike Wells and Joey Sullivan. That's now up on DominicanAthletics.com. Go click on that link. Listen to that interview. A great, great interview. Sports Night, Tuesdays from 8 to 10, followed by my show, Fair or Foul, 10 to 11 on radio.dominican.edu.
Yeah, Fair or Foul. I heard your show last week. Very nice commentary, especially about the Dominican sports, your little section you do on DU Sports. It's so late at night, though. I teach a class very early the next morning, Hunter, so I couldn't stay up past that point. But what I did here, I was thoroughly impressed by 21-11. Speaking of impressed, DJ Dom is coming up in game two. Her show, Femme Fans, the only sports show ever hosted by two women. You want to check the website, tune in for that, Femme Fans. DJ Dom will be along in game two. Here we go, the end of the timeouts come. 21-11, Penguins trail by 10 to the Dixie State Red Storm. Serving it up for Dixie, JC Jeffress. She's way back there. Lets it fly. Rhea. Bumped up Bane. Back row Clark. Kill shot good. 21-12. Penguins now will have the side out. Hannah Stocking, the 5'10" freshman. She has been so good for the Penguins out of Ashland. Serves it off. Deep. 450 feet too long. Hunter, that's a little bit too deep.
Just a tad.
She was pumped from the play before, and then she got up there to serve it and really let it fly. 22-12 at this point in the game. You don't want to give the Storm anything. You don't want to help them. Oh, and a perfect set by Bain, who's doing a good job and plays a Swingle. I see Swingle over on the bench. Number 23 is Swingle, the veteran. The team captain, the senior, is Swingle. But for some reason, Bain's in their setting tonight. Do you know anything about that?
Not too sure why Swingle's there on the bench. However, she is being the loudest cheerleader over there, cheering on her teammates, trying to will them to a victory, Stu.
22-13, the Penguins now on offense. The service point by Lardner, who's been brought back in by Coach Stammer. And Lardner dumps it in the net. No, 23-13. When you get the other team, it gets this close to winning, you can't give them points. The Penguins have given them two since the Red Storm have hit the 20 mark. And now, out of play, deep by Faleolili, who with just a flat-footed dump shot from the back row, just tried to keep it alive. Game point, fans, 24-13, best of five. Red Storm threatening in a huge way. Service, ace, Red Storm game.
All right, fans, obviously not the way DU wanted to start it off. Down 1-0 now. We're going to see how they return in game two in a must win. You don't want to fall down 2-0, folks. This is best out of five. So you win three, you win the series and the match and the game. You fall down 2-0, that's putting you in a position to win three in a row, Stu. So the Penguins have need to really, really regroup now, refocus. They're playing a very good Dixie State team, and they've really showed it here. Stu?
All right. Fans, here is Bob Hogue, the commissioner of the PacWest Conference. And hopefully you can hear this presentation.
And each year we present the top school, the top GPA in the entire PacWest Conference to the school with the best academic achievement. This year, in their first year of membership in the Pacific West Conference, the top GPA in the entire PacWest
fans. That was Commissioner Bob Hogue, followed by Dr. Joseph Fink and Dr. Christian Dean, all congratulating the students on having the highest cumulative GPA among athletes in the entire PacWest Conference. We're 1 year into it, Hunter, and we've already smoked the competition in the classroom. What do you think of that?
I'm very impressed. Obviously, I made the right decision coming here, Stu. I'm very happy to be here, very proud of my school, and this just cements those feelings.
You know, it's a very interesting fact about the athletes here at Dominican. Over the last 5 years, fans, the student athletes at Dominican have had a higher GPA than the general student population, if you can believe that. And the last couple of years, a lot of that has been attributed to our athletics director, Terry Toomey, who instituted a number of programs, including a mandatory study hall for athletes that never existed before. And I've been here 11 years, Hunter, and I know it never existed before, but when Toomey came 2 years ago, he put that in place, and look what happened. The commissioner's here congratulating the Penguins on being a bunch of smart guys. That's a nice thing.
Speaking of Terry Toomey, our director of athletics, he is also paying, get this, $500 out of his own pocket, Stu, to the student who can think of the best school cheer for us. Can you believe that?
That's very interesting. Very interesting. That Toomey knows how to raise the bar, I'll tell you what. Since he's been around, it's been an entirely different environment, all for the better. I really like that guy. All right, here we go, fans. And now it is my pleasure to introduce a young lady on her maiden voyage broadcasting. And she'll be helping me out here in game two. DJ Dom, how are you?
I'm good, Stu. Good to be here. Watch my fellow Penguins.
All right, very good. Penguins now open game two on defense. A nice serve by Alex Shearer. Check it, that was Kimmy Clark, and the Penguins cannot handle the serve. It is 1-0 Storm. Penguins are down one set love to a absolutely packed house here at the Conlin Center. Back row, as both teams have switched sides, Jones with the bump. Brooke Swingle has come in game two. Swingle bends down at the shoe tops to get that one, cannot field the kill shot. Cleanly, 2-0. Penguins trail. Here's the next serve by Clark. Too deep. 2-1, Penguins, Rhea to serve. Here we go now, Falea Lili from the back right corner. She lets one fly. A very nice serve over to Noble. Noble now bumps it up, sets it over to Hill. Penguins on offense, over to Jones. Jones met with a wall. Back set, two touch, called against Hannah Stocking.
Yeah, Stocking's got a good arm right there going. Hopefully with the fans and the fans going right here, hopefully the Penguins can get something going right here to come back to the Dixie right now.
3-1. Penguins are trailing. Service now by Noble. And the DUs knock this one out of bounds, but off the front row of the Red Storm, Penguin point, 3-2. She is DJ Dom along here. Alongside, I am Stuart Horn with you tonight. Your DU broadcasters, DJ Dom, the catcher on Bob Herman's Lady Penguin softball team. So you hear a lot about DJ Dom as the year goes on. Her first year as a DU. And this one is slammed in the front row by Alex Shearer. The Penguins throw up a wall. A good block by Ashley Sand. Penguin point, 3-0. Here's the next serve by Hannah Stocking. From the center line, Stocking bends back on it, uncoils, lets it go. Saved by Rhea into the back row after Jones with a miracle save. Front row Penguins, softly dinked across, bumped up by Swingle. Front left corner helped over by Lauren Clark. Penguins on defense now. Bumped across, campfire. All the Penguins were looking at each other. Nobody knew who to go after it. And as a result, it drops 4-3. Penguins will be on defense.
Yeah, we can't have that miscommunication out there, especially playing Dixie State, who is ranked 2-8 the Pac Conference this year. They need to get it together and communicate with each other.
4-3, Penguins trailing. Here's the service by Jeffress, who had a great game one. Another campfire. And Melissa Fifita sees the gap. And there's a weakness in the Penguins' defense. And it's in that front right corner, I believe. I'm not sure. Somewhere at the feet of Lauren Clark. Clark is a freshman. And that may have something to do with it. Now the service by Jeffress goes into the net. The Penguin fans go crazy.
Yeah, that Penguin fans going at it seems to be pumping up the Penguins. Hopefully they can get something going and get back into this game.
Good point there, DJ Dom. 5-4 Penguins trailing. Here's the serve by Lardner. Into the back row by Fifita. Right at the face of Rhea Falea Lili, and there's nothing she could do with it. That one went right at her neck, Dom, and she just tried to fight it off but couldn't keep control of it. 6-4. Here is the service by the Red Storm. About another 100 fans coming in to the Conlin Center. Penguins on offense now. They've got it. Set by Swingle. Sand into the net. Dug out. Two touch. And it's called against the Red Storm. Penguin point, 6-5. Not a two touch, but in fact, one of the Storms went into the net.
lacrosse team has just gotten here. About another 30 guys pouring in to Conlin Center. They're going to have to bring out the other side of the grandstands. Diving forward is Jones. And once again, the dink kills the Penguins. 7-5, game two. Penguins lost the first set. 7-5 in set number two. Red Storm on offense, way behind the end line and running way up on it. Is, let's see here, the Red Storm serving it up, and now the Penguins just tried to get it back across from way out of bounds. They couldn't do it. 8-5. I want to welcome everybody watching the night's proceedings on B2 and listening worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. Stuart Horn, DJ Dom, Hunter Hornstein, your DU broadcasters tonight. And the service by the Red Storm, hooked out of bounds. 8-6, Penguins trail, ruling to serve. Set number two. Ruling the 5-3 sophomore. Gets off a good one. Trouble, ace.
Yeah, Penguins are getting back into it. They seem to finally be communicating with each other and getting into this game and straight coming towards Dixie right now.
One behind only. Pretty good showing here for the Penguins in set number two. Colin tied! Ruling with two aces in a row. 8-up.
Yeah, Penguins are coming back strong right now. You can hear the entire Colin Center going at it, rooting on our fellow Penguins as the game is getting close right here as we come up to Dixie State. That is ranked to take the Pac West. Penguins are coming back strong.
Music.
Timeout has been called by Greg Jensen, the head coach at Dixie State, and a good time to do it as Chili the Penguin is in the house. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on tonight. The Pac West Commissioner, Bob Hogue, is here. He's making presentations. Want to welcome him. 20 seconds to go in this timeout. You are listening to radio.dominican.edu, the official radio station here at Dominican University of California. This broadcast is brought to you by the Communications Department, where our head coach is Melba Beals. Stuart Horn with you, DJ Dom, Hunter Hornstein. Here we go. 8-up. The best the Penguins have been all night. Penguins have a chance to go ahead here as they have the service point. This to Rulin in the back corner. Bumped up by Swingle. Over to the left side. Stocking. Dug out of the net. Four touches. Penguin point. Penguins go ahead for the first time tonight. 9-8. Penguins trail, having lost the first set. 9-8 now in set number two. Here's the service by Rulin. Ooh, almost deep. Another ace. Rulin, three out of four serves have ended up as aces. Penguins lead is 2. 10-8. Here's Rulin. Back right corner, gets the whistle to go ahead. She lets it fly softly. Red Storm backed way up on it. They had to crash in. Rulin gets a bump. Diving forward, Jones. She rolls over the right shoulder, but could not save it. Rulin could not do anything with it. 10-9. Penguins still lead. The service now by Madison Fitzgerald, the six-footer. Fitzgerald with a brilliant game one. As a Red Storm lines up in the eye, now they separate. Penguins over to Jones. Back row in. 11-9. Penguins with a brilliant play there by Jones with a killer. Swingle to serve now for the mighty Dominicans. She runs up on it with the open palm. Right-handed, lets it fly. Now across, Rulin bump. Swingle set. Stalking softly. Campfire! She pays the favor back! 12-9. Great play there by Stocking. Heads up move. 12-9, Penguins by three. Another nice serve by Swingle. Set on the Red Storm. Front row, Penguins are right there by Noble, gets it across. Penguins on defense, uh-oh, trouble. Morgan Hill softly, once again saved by the DUs into the back row. A brilliant save by the Penguins. Helped across, Jones with a bump. Swingle with a set. Left side Stocking into the net. No. It was into the net, it hit the tape, but it was blocked by Kimmy Clark. Clark with the win, 12-10 Penguins.
Yeah, head coach Greg Jensen from Dixie does not look happy the first time he's been out of his seat tonight talking to his team, trying to see what's up.
Here's the service now by the Red Storm. Over to Jones, trouble. Rulin helps it way over. Oh, Rulin. Good move there by Rulin. Gets it over to the right side, softly diving for it. Penguins helped across Rhea. Bump straight up now, Red Storm. Again, trouble. Nolan bumped off the front row. Rhea got a hand on it, went out of play. 1 point game, 12-11. Set number two. Penguins trail in sets, one love. Set by Kimmy Clark. Whistle to go. Off to our right is Clark. 500 Penguin fans in the house going nuts. They love a win tonight. This one on the top of the tape. It falls on the Red Storm side. And one of the Penguins reached over the top. That gives the Storm the point, tied at 12. Here's Clark. Clark spins the ball in her hand, 6 feet right of center. Now she lets it go. Line drive to Jones. Bumped up swingle left side, stalking. Oh, stalking with a great angle. But a great block by the Storm. And it's 13-12 Dixie. Kimmy Clark to serve it up. Here we go, fans. Clark runs up on it. 13-12, Dixie. Hits the net, falls over, ace. It hits the net twice. It hit the tape so hard it popped straight up in the air. Then rolled on the net again right at the feet of Lauren Clark. 14-12, Dixie. After the serendipitous serve by Dixie in their favor. Here's the Penguins now. Stocking goes back row. Bumped up by Jeffress. Live ball, Noble. Back row, Rulin. Penguins set it up. Rhea with the bump. Rulin saves. Now the Penguins get it back over Clark. Trouble for Dixie. Somehow they're still alive. It's incredible play by Dixie. No wonder they're ranked number one. They are so good. Now Rhea with a smash. Saved to the shoestrings by Jeffress. Jeffress serves it up, or sets it up, over to Alex Shear with the killer on the left line. 15-12, and Dixie has come storming back. A Red Storm, of all things. Here we go, fans, the set by Swingle. Left side stalking. Missed by Melissa Fifita. It was right at her neck. She simply missed it and muffed the bump. 15-13, Rhea to serve for the Dominicans. Penguins trail by two. In set number two, Rhea. Back row, good serve to Noble. Bumped up. Noble runs in on it. And the block. Perfect block by Lauren Clark. Absolutely textbook. 15-14, Rhea to serve it for the DUs. Here goes Falealili. Bounces it twice, looks to the coach. Back left corner, she goes. Into the net. Uh-oh, oh, they gave the point to the Penguins as Stocking got into the net. But because the ball had no chance of getting over, though she touched the net, they still credit the point to the Penguins. 15 up, fans. This is the best the Penguins have been yet. Of course, they were leading by three at 11-8. But now it's 15 all. And by this time in the last set, the Penguins were done. Penguins lost the first set, 24-13. And this one's put down by the Red Storm. Front row, killed by Morgan Hill. So the Penguins never even got to 15 last game. Now they're tied at 15. Check at 16-15. Service by Britta Noble. Noble out of Taylorville. 5'6" sophomore. Now the Penguins on defense. Morphew. Oh, Morphew could not get it past the block of Kimmy Clark. Clark got right up in her face. Morphew generally very good from that front left corner. Couldn't get it through the hands. Penguins trail by two, 17-15, back row. Rhea with the bump. Set Swingle. Over to Kayla. Softly, still alive. Taken off the front row. Helped over Noble. Bumped up Swingle. Kayla with a set. Checking that stocking. Rhea back row. Picked up by Jeffress. Still alive, Noble. Back row, Swingle. Oh, nice move there by Stocking. Stocking faked the set and helped it over with their left hand right into the center of play.
And all of the Red Storm were around the middle of the court, and that's where the ball landed. 17-16, Penguins trail by only one. Jeffress with a bump. Trouble. Running in on it, Alex Shearer. She's way off balance. Penguins with a point. 17 offense. Must win by two. Penguins with a chance to... Oh, brother. Stocking serves it 45 feet deep. As the Penguins had a moment where they could actually go ahead with the side out. Instead, they give it up. 18-17. Jeffress to serve. Best three of five sets tonight. Jeffress leans back on it, lets it fly. Bumped up by Swingle. Rhea Jeffress with the bump. Saved. Red Storm. Jeffress helps it over. Oh, no. And she did not expect that. From the back edge of the middle row, Jeffress just got it over just to try and keep it in play. And somehow the Penguins let it fall. Timeout has been called by the Penguins. It's 19-17. Here's Dom.
Yeah, the Penguins are coming back strong, but they need to keep it going. They can't keep up doing these little mistakes. Lack of communication out there is really going to kill them. They need to stay strong against Dixie State since they are pegged to win the Pac West. If they just let it fall around, they're going to get eaten alive. Dixie State will come back at them strong and capitalize on those mistakes just like any good team would. As we continue, head coach Greg Jensen from Dixie State is talking to his players, probably happy that they're coming back strong to the Penguins. As Gail Stammer from the Penguins talks to her ladies and tries to get them back into this game, pumped back up since we did have the lead at one point.
You're right, DJ Dom. We were up by three there for a second, currently down by two. Stuart Horn, DJ Dom, Hunter Hornstein, radio.dominican.edu. September 24th, 2010. Here we go. JC Jeffress to serve. Penguins down by two, getting late in game two. Kayla Morphew with the bump. Swingle with a set. Morphew lets it ride. Morphew puts it away. 19-18 fans. Penguins rotate Lauren Clark out. Kelsey Lardner re-enters. Lardner to serve. Back right corner, Lardner. Kind of a poor set there, two touch. Game tied. Two touch called against Kimmy Clark for the Red Storm. Good work there by Lardner to get the Penguins back in the tie. 19 up, chance to go ahead. This goes back right corner, fielded by Fafita. Back over to Fafita after the set. Now Brooke, now Lardner, bumped up by Clark. Penguins on defense, trouble, out of play. Ooh, almost took out the cameraman. That's a good thing the cameraman had his eyes open there, DJ Dom, as he almost took a header.
Yeah, that was a close one, backing up as the ball was coming straight to him.
Good move by the cameraman. I'm happy to report he's okay. Back underway, fans. 2019 Storm. Penguins on offense. Jeffress picks it up. Now it's bumped back across, trouble. Swingle stuck the arms up there, and somehow Storm dinked it across right over the top of Brooke Swingle and Ashley Sand. Penguins trail by two, getting late, 21-19. Set number two. Here is the serve by Kimmy Clark. Clark looks over to the coach, gets the indication, throws the ball up and fakes it. Now she lets it fly after the deke. Never seen that. I wonder if that was intentional. Now the Penguins on offense. Sand lets one rip. Right into a wall, back at her, 22-19. Penguins trail by three, game to 25. Ooh, the Penguins really need this set number two. Really need it in a big way. Penguins trail by three now. Referees talking. Coach Gail Stammer up on her feet. She's thrown up a protest of sorts, but now she's back to the bench. Stammer doesn't usually come up unless it's serious. So I got to believe she saw something that she really didn't like. Jones into the net. Jones from the front left corner took too obtuse an angle, 23-19. If she bit off a little too much angle, a little less, and that would have been beautiful. But it wasn't, so it didn't. 23-19, backing away, Rhea. Helps it over, bumped up by Noble. Red Storm, trouble for the DU, softly. Jones, one-handed save, Lardner. Back to Jones, softly into the middle.
dug out by the Storm, helped over by Jeffress. 23-19, back underway. Oh, Sand lets one into the front row, bumped up. Now the Penguins back on offense. Jones, now Swingle sets. Oh, gosh, the Penguins with another attempted kill by Ashley Sand. And this one is deep off the hands of Britta Noble. Penguin point 23-20. Do you still alive in a huge way? Jones to serve for the mighty Dominicans. Lets it rip. Good serve. Oh, Jones with so much confidence. Now the Penguins on offense. Bumped up Swingle. Trouble Lardner. Left side Rhea. Oh, with a killer. With a killer. With a killer. Rhea. 23-21. Filea Lili keeps the Penguins right in the middle of it. Jones to serve. The 5'9 freshman out of Sacto. Ooh, right across the top of the tape. Boy, that was close. Oh, and the Penguins, Ashley Sand with a block. 23-22, Penguins hanging very tough. Penguins right there, 23-22 fans. Penguins down 25-13 in game one. Now it's 23-22, D is right there with a chance to tie it up. Pretty late. Noble with the smash, Penguins field it cleanly. Swingle with the handover, uh-oh. Game point, Storm 24-22. You must win by two. Melissa Fifita to serve for the Red Storm from Dixie. She runs up on it, it's alive. Back row Lardner, bumped up Swingle. Left side Rhea, blocked, helped over Swingle, ball's alive. Over to Jeffress, smashed across, Swingle with the bump, softly with a short set, and it falls! Penguin point, no, it's still alive. The pancake save, unbelievable. Here's Rhea, lets it fly, and Filea Lili finishes the job. 24-23, and the Penguins with the side out. Never say die, do you? Here we go, fans. Penguins down by one, but it's game point number two. Here's Rulin with a nice serve, into the middle. Dug out by Jeffress, helped across, Penguins on offense. Bumped up Swingle left side. Ball's off the right side of Stocking, not much on it. Here's Noble with the attempted kill. Lardner bumps, Swingle sets, helped across Rhea, back corner, dug out, still alive, trouble. Lardner bumped, Swingle, oh no! On the Penguins side, it falls at the feet of Swingle. That's the end of set number two, fans. 25-23, the final in set two. The Penguins were so, so close.
Yeah, they were rallying back, pulling it to the very end. But Dixie State didn't lose their heads and stayed in it, just like a good team does, fighting till the end to come back till they're on top. A little fun fact about Dixie State, they actually announced their new name, Red Storm, in 2009, and their mascot is actually a black bull, Stu.
Here is Bob Hogue from the PacWest Conference with yet another announcement for DU. We'll try and get this live, fans. Here we go, Bob Hogue from the PacWest Conference.
First and foremost, So thank you for showing up and your support. We need this all here. Thank you.
Fans, so some more accolades and accomplishments by the Penguins. We'll take a short break here, and Hunter will be back with some stats. An extended timeout, as per the NC2A rules. Penguin fans going crazy in the house. We'll be back with set number three on radio.dominican.edu. Fans, welcome back. And welcome back into the broadcast studio, my partner Hunter Hornstein.
Hey fans, thank you for listening out there. It was a big day in DU sports today, a big, big Friday. There was a doubleheader for soccer earlier out in Forest Meadows on our soccer field here at campus. You heard that live on radio.dominican.edu. We've got some good news and some bad news. We split the doubleheader. The women were able to win their game. The men, unfortunately, despite a great, great, amazing goal by Alex Ziegler, the senior captain, we fell 2-1 to Hawaii from Hilo. They're now 0-6 overall, DU is, and 0-3 in conference. The only goal came from when Pedro Guerrera placed a fantastic set piece that senior captain Alex Ziegler headed in. That was the lone bright spot, unfortunately. Nothing doing after that. Men fall 2-1. On the other hand, though, the women were able to come back after a great win against Dixie State. The second year in a row they've beaten the top-ranked Dixie State. They won last week, again come out this week to Forest Meadows and are able to win 2-1 against Hawaii Hilo. There was two goals scored in that game. In the first, at about 6 minutes in, Shauna Elkins with the assist from Michelle Mason. She was able to get it in, a nice little header, and then just an easy little kick right into the goal. Fantastic. Way to put DU up 1-0. And then in the second, Juliana Bratsberg. She continues to carry the offensive load. She put DU up 2-0. Hilo was able to threaten a little bit, cutting the deficit to 2-1, but the defense held on strong and was able to hold out for a 2-1 win. We wanted to have a special shout-out to freshman Michaela Carlin. She had surgery today on a ruptured ACL. She's a member of the women's soccer team. We hope for her to get a speedy recovery and to be back out on the field. There's a couple of few things that we want to announce. We mentioned the Big Friday in sports here at DU. We've got club night here. We've got black and gold theme night. We've got Commissioner Bob Hogue. He just presented the Academic Achievement and Community Engagement Award to the DU student athletes here at Conlin. He was interviewed last Tuesday on Sports Night with Wells and Sully. You can hear that interview in its entirety on DominicanAthletics.com. There's a link you can post to that. Be sure to also check out all the rest of the student programming. Sports Night, Fair or Foul with me, live Hunter Hornstein, Tuesdays 10 to 11. That's on radio.dominican.edu. My partner DJ Dami has got a show, Femme Fans with DJ Chinchillin. That's on Wednesday nights. A couple of other things we want to mention. Terry Toomey, our director of athletics, is willing to give $500. Yes, I said that right. $500 out of his own pocket to the student who can think of the best DU chant. Also, we've got on the website right now, DominicanAthletics.com, We've got the name of student section. The voting has begun on the website. The name is to be revealed October 14th at Midnight Madness. Also in October, from the 12th to the 16th, we've got Spirit Week here at campus. That's highlighted by the 2010 California gubernatorial debate between Republican Meg Whitman and Democrat Jerry Brown. That's live at Angelica Hall. You can also see that on NBC. Also, you can listen to that. Stuart Horn, our producer, will be, he's going to be able to broadcast that here on radio.dominican.edu. So we look forward to that and the coming games here at Conlin. The girls down 2-0, unfortunately. In that first game, Dixie State really showed why they were picked to win the PacWest. They played very cool. They played very calm, very confident. And it looked like the Penguins, they were pressing a little bit. It looked,
you know,
like
Hunter, DJ Dom said something very insightful there at the conclusion of set number two when she said the Red Storm did what good teams do. The Penguins were roaring back. They were right on the Red Storm's heels, and they didn't choke. They just kept their wits about them, and they finished off what they needed to do and got the win in set number two.
That's an absolutely great point there, Stuart Horn. Yes, they're the better team right now. They were able to finish off the Penguins in that set number two. They were able to run away and just really became no contest in that first set as they went up big and were able to really just take DU out of it from the get-go. Now they're up 2-0. You got to think the Penguins, they've got their backs firmly up against the wall. It's win or go home right now, folks. You don't want to disappoint the home crowd, but we'll see how they do. You can win three in a row. It's done, been done before. It is definitely doable. So back to all the play-by-play, my partner in crime, Stuart Horn.
All right, thank you very much, Hunter Hornstein. DJ Dom, great job in set number two, her maiden voyage on the air for a live sporting broadcast, and I could not be happier with her performance. Really did her homework, really knew what she was talking about, did a great job. Perhaps you'll hear her again very soon, like maybe I can talk her into coming back tomorrow night. I haven't talked to her about that, but I'm hoping so. She's probably staring at me right now, but I'm not looking that way because I don't want to have the daggers thrown at me. Here we go, fans. 5 seconds to go until set number three. Stuart Horn, Hunter Horenstein. No relation, just friends. A lot of horns in the house, though, tonight. Well, Horen. It's close. Close enough. Here we go, fans. The Penguins back off to our right as both teams, once again, have switched sides. Penguins off to our right on the floor for Coach Stammer, our Brooke Swingle, and Rulin Jones. It looks like Stocking, Sand, no, Falealili, and not Sand, but one player I cannot identify from up here. The Penguins now on defense, and that player is Lauren Clark. That's all six. Here we go. Penguins on defense, Clark Diceward. Swingle with the back set over to Rhea. Into the back corner, trouble for the Red Storm. Penguin point in set three. They open up set number three with a winning point.
Off to a great start to begin with. Let's hope that they can keep the momentum, Stu. They've got to keep this up. They've got to get ahead of Dixie State and continue to keep the pressure on them.
Penguins now on offense. The service by Brooke Swingle. Over to the right side, Noble into the net. Penguins are right there. She was going to have trouble even if she got it over the net, but she didn't. Clark with the block. The net got in the way of it, though. 2-0 Penguins. Here's the next serve by Swingle. Back left corner, service ace. Swingle, Penguins up, 3-0. Hunter calls two soccer games this afternoon, 5 hours in the sun. Now he's up here for another 2 hours of volleyball. You are the Iron Man. Penguins now on offense, but off balance. Jones gets it across. Penguins now on defense. Jones bends down, fields it cleanly. Now helping it over is Stocking off balance, and it hit the antenna point. First point of set number three for the Red Storm. Red Storm can finish the deal as they are up two sets love. 3-1, Penguins in favor. Noble to serve. Jones with a bump. Set Swingle. Back left corner, Rhea out. 3-2, Storm trailing. Noble to serve. Penguins on top. Noble runs up on it. Jones, service ace. Jones couldn't handle it. Three up. Penguins opened up nicely with three. Gave him right back. Boy, that's tough. You open with three and then cough up three in a row to give him right back. That's not what the Penguins wanted to do, Noble. To the feet of Stocking. Helped across as Stocking broke back in after the bump. She gets the kill. And the Penguins pick it up. Rhea to serve. 4-3. DU. Rhea. Right side. Bounces it three times. Now rips it, shanks it, hooks it, out. Four up. Rhea looked over, had a good look at it, usually has a pretty good move. Followed it up with a clean shank. Four up. Gosh, that hurts. Jeffress to serve. Jeffress with the palm open, leans back, uncoils, lets it rip. Right side, Jones bumps it up. Jeffress bumped. Left side, jumping up on it is Fifita. Fifita had good moves in game one. Excellent work in game two. Penguin point is Fifita. Hits the net, rolls across. Penguins rotate out, Rulin. In there, Sand. 5-4 DU. Service point now, Stocking. Stocking lets one up. Oh, saved by Jeffress. Good move. Back over to Stocking. Set, Brooke. Sand, softly across. Trouble for Penguins. Penguins, oh, the Penguins throw up a wall. Jeffress, oh, with a magnificent save. Swingle. Gets it over. Oh, and two of the Red Storms slammed into each other. Slamming into each other are Kimmy Clark and Britta Noble, and I thought there was going to be some lightning from those storm clouds pounding into one another. 6-4 Penguins. Service now by Hannah Stocking. Another unforced service error. It's killed the Penguins tonight. Oh, those unforced errors gives the momentum right back over to the Red Storm. 6-5 DU. Penguins now on defense. Here's a set by Brooke. Jones collapsed in the front left corner, but she found Madison Fitzgerald, who we didn't hear much from in game two, but a lot of in game one. Fitzgerald puts up a wall, 6-6. Shearer now, the nice serve to Jones, over to Rhea. Jones helps it over. Bumped up by Fitzgerald. Penguins are in trouble. Bumped up again after the Penguins with a nice block. Diving for it, Rhea. Penguins trail 7-6.
And this is where Dixie State, Stu, is really showing that they're the better team. Like you mentioned, the unforced errors, or the forced errors, excuse me, you can't give those up right now. A good team like Dixie State, who's slated to finish first in the Pac West, are going to take advantage, and they have right here.
Jessica Jones out. Kayla Morphew back in. Trouble. Over to Morphew. No, that was off the hands of Sand after Swingle. Forward set. Trouble. Swingle now. Nice set over to Kayla. Back right corner. Good save. Trouble for the DUs. Diving for it, Rhea. 8-6. Storm after they laid in another dink, but in just the right place. Well, that's such an effective move. If you come up, Penguins backing up on it, expecting the big kill shot, and then a soft dink. 8-6. Penguins trail now. This is a must-win game, as Hunter mentioned. Rhea gets it across. Not a lot on it. Oh, and now a shank winner by Fifita. She didn't mean to do that, Hunter.
Absolutely not. That was just a lucky hit right there, almost like a knuckleball going into that front left-hand corner. DU couldn't really do anything with it.
Here's Shearer now with a serve. Over to the right side, bumped over there by the Penguins. Now they're on defense. Again, a left-handed move by Fifita. Last time it was right-handed. This time left-handed, both of them winners, 10-6.
The ambidextrous Fifita being able to show that she can do it with the right hand and the left hand. Knuckleballs from every side. It doesn't even matter.
Here's Swingle with a set. Swingle with a save. Sand gets it over nicely. Back and forth. Fifita again. Fifita doesn't know where it is. Now she sets up. Back corner. Trouble for the DUs. Diving for it. Swingle out of play. Jesse Mazza ends up with the ball. The head trainer for the Penguins. But that doesn't count if Mazza scores the point. That's no good for us. 11-6. He's a pretty good player. Mazza's here in case anybody gets hurt, broadcasters included. This service comes off the top of the tape. Into the back corner, Sand. The Penguins are claiming that the front row of the Storm tapped it, but they didn't. 12-6. Storm started to run away with it after the Penguins opened up three in a row. Swingle to the bench. Bain back in there. Bain, the 5'9" sophomore, got a lot of work in game one. In fact, all of the setting work. Now she's traded off halfway through game three with Swingle. Swingle, the senior, Maybe Bain's getting primed for setting in the future. Penguins now on defense, softly into the middle, helped up by Sand, and then slammed across by the attacking Madison Fitzgerald, 13-6. And the Penguins have run into a buzzsaw as Morphew comes out, Jones back in. Here's the next serve by Shear. So many fans in the house, I can't even see everybody on the court right now. And that's a good thing, this place is loaded. Killer by Fifita, and Fifita is having her way from that front left corner with the Penguins. 14-6 now. Match number three, it seemed like this one just started. And now the DUs are getting red stormed in a huge way. Shout out to Dixie fans listening worldwide. Now, finally and mercifully, Shearer shanks one out of bounds and just gives a point to the Penguins.
I don't think she meant to do that, Stu. Actually, I know she didn't mean to do that. When you get off to a fast start like that, you don't want to give DU any chances to come back in the game. You want to stomp on them right away, put this game away. However, DU now gets an opportunity. Now they got it. It's their turn to run away with this one.
Yeah, and then the Penguins turn it right around and give it right back after the shank serve by Shearer. They serve it out 15-7. The Penguins only had possession of the ball for about 15 seconds after the Red Storm had it for 4 or 5 minutes. And Storm with another one, 16-7, after Sand rides one into the net. Timeout, Gail Stammer. Holy cow, finally.
Where's the music?
Gail Stammer calls a timeout as the Red Storm is raining on the Penguins' parade in a huge way. 16-7. Horn, Horenstein, DJ Dom, radio.dominican.edu.
I'll tell you what, Stu, we're having a great time here at the Pat Conlin Center. The Conlin Crazies are going nuts right now. Unfortunately, the points aren't going pretty crazy right now for the DU Penguins. It's more the Red Storm going crazy. They're going off right now. Two wins in a row, up 16-7 now, looking to put DU away. And, Stu, you got to think it can't end like this. I mean, it's your opening day for your Pac West play. Commissioner Bob Hogue was in the house, gave us some awards. Just too many things right now going right. But unfortunately, what really matters is the game, and it's going so wrong.
You're absolutely right. This match number three is going very wrong for the DUs. Opening up 3-0 Penguins. Now it's 16-7 in favor of the Red Storm. And the Red Storm, winners in game one, 25-13. Game two, the close one. 25-23, the heartbreaker. Now off to our left. Serving it up is Jessica Hunt. Hunt, the first we've heard of tonight, a 5'10" junior. Hunt is out of Enterprise, Utah, with a brilliant serve. Hunt now helps it across to Bain, to Sand, now the Penguins. Left side, trouble. Noble bumped Bain, helps it over Bain with a single touch. Now Bain gets the block over to Lardner, right side Jones, two hands, good angle, right in front of us. Uh-oh, trouble, and trouble it was as Madison Fitzgerald unleashed the fury. 17-7, a 10-point game. Penguins trail. The night is getting very late. Here we go, next service very quickly. Shanked by Jessica Hunt. Hunt ran up on it, shanked it off the left side of her hand, and it hooked over by Coach Stammer, 17-8. Now the Penguins are on offense, and Jones will serve. And Jones dumps it in the net. And when you're getting smoked, the last thing you want to do is give points away. 18-8, but that's just what the Penguins did. Another unforced service error. Oh, that's so painful. At this level of play, you cannot afford to do that. The competition is simply too good. Over to the right side now, and the Penguins. Ashley Sand, the sophomore, the six-footer, gets about 3 feet of hops and lets one fly with the goggles and the killer. 18-9, here's Rulin.
Ashley Sand so composed after that killer right there. Normally you see players pumping their fists, cheering really loud. She very calmly just went right back to the bench.
Rulin with a serve, left side, Noble punched it over. Lardner diving nicely, Bain over to Rhea. Ooh, rate it. Rhea had a good short set, and the block by Hannah Stocking. And Stocking finds the floor. 18-10, Penguins hanging tough. Dixie 7 points away from calling it a night, ruling. Oh, brother. Make it six. Ruling. That's what it looks like in the ocean when you net a tuna. I imagine. I'm not positive because I've never netted a tuna, but I imagine it looks just like that serve as Roland dumped that tuna into the net. Here we go, Dolphin free. 19-10, ball's underway. Oh, and a little bit too long. Morgan Hill, who got the start in game one, the 6 foot junior out of Logan with the attempted killer, lets it fly. Penguin point, 19-11. Bain out. Lauren Clark back in, Lardner out. And Stocking back in. Here we go, fans. Noble with the bump. Now the set. Left side, trouble again, diving for it. The Penguins softly in the front left corner. Hunter, they just soften up there, and the Red Storm sees it every time, 20-11.
That's what good teams do, really putting the pressure on the defense, giving them a lot of different looks, hoping to confuse them, and it's working right now as the defense just softens up at the worst times.
Noble to serve. Ruling with a save. Over to Rhea, then to Jones, bumped across. Trouble, Ruling. Too low, she couldn't handle it. 21-11. Red Storm 4 points away. The Penguins are gonna have to dig deep. That's the understatement of the century. Opening night volleyball fans in the conference play. Penguins do have 2 wins. This service goes straight to Jones and it's out of bounds. Jones couldn't handle the bump. It wasn't that much on it. She just looked up on it a little bit. 22-11. We're an hour and 16 minutes into this one, including the two ceremonies. Right side Rhea with the killer. Penguin point, 22-12.
Tell you what, Stu, even though the Penguins might not win this game, you got to like the future of this team with the 2-1-2 punch of Rhea Falialii and Hannah Stocking, a young freshman. They have a bright future ahead of them.
You are absolutely right. The Penguins do have tons of promise. And a whistle. I think Falialii may have served that one a little too early. It's 22-12 and to do again. No, you're right. Falialii, Rulin, Stocking. You've got Swingle the veteran. You've got Jones, a lot of new faces. Sand. Penguins have a lot of great players. And they're playing well tonight. They just run into the Red Storm, who's dubbed to win the whole thing as the Penguins pick up another one, 22-13. You know, great teams make you look bad. I don't care how good you are. And this Red Storm team is good. Very good. Here's the next serve by Rhea. Penguins are good, too. Jones with a nice block. Helped across. Rhea off balance. Two touch. No, a whistle. And they give the Penguins the point. An illegal rotation called against Red Storm. 22-14. Penguin fans like that. Rhea to serve. Penguin fans only have a few more minutes to go nuts. They want to get the most of their time tonight. Bumped up Bane. Set up. Two touch. Called against Stocking. No. And now Jeffress wants to talk to Sue Bernier, Hunter, and find out why the Penguins were given that point. And I'm not sure why.
I think it was because the lines judge didn't have the best look. His flag went up immediately. And Sue Bernier, who's on top of the ladder there, didn't see it until about 5-10 seconds after the call. And now it looks like the head coach of Dixie State wants some answers too, as he's up out of his chair.
Bernier, I don't know if she gave she didn't give the Red Storm an answer they wanted to hear, because they upheld the ruling, 22-15. Here's Rhea Falialii with a nice serve. Penguins on defense. Helped across, rule and bump. Bain set. And the killer by Stocking is good into the back right corner. 22-16. Penguins creeping back.
Your point about Penguins being a great team, I think that's really exemplified in the second set, Stu. Dixie State, a fantastic team. However, the Penguins were able to keep them close for a long time. Ended up only losing that game 25-23. So, you know, good teams will make you look bad if you lose. Like you said, they ran into a buzzsaw tonight. But it's not over yet. You're still only down 22-16.
You're right about
Penguins
that.
Penguins creeping back.
Yeah, we have not lost yet. You are absolutely right. 22-16 as the timeout has come. You're listening to DU Volleyball from the Conlon Center at Dominican University of California. Stuart Horn, Hunter Horenstein, and DJ Dom, your broadcasters for tonight's event from the Conlon Center. Worldwide on radio.dominican.edu. The end of the timeout is upon us. Red Storm 22, Penguins 16. Rhea Falealili to serve for the Penguins. She gets the whistle. It's in the air. And we are back underway. Penguins now on defense. Trouble. Bain with a nice serve. Jones. Bump Rhea. Good move. Falealili with a very nice move. This one into the net. A poor set by Jovan Malafau Falamalu. And she is a 5'9" sophomore out of Hawaii. 22-17. Penguins still alive. Over to the left side. Penguins alive. Dug out. Another point for the D's. All of a sudden, the Penguins' defense is aces.
And head coach Greg Jansen for Dixie State not happy with the way his front line is defending that the Penguins' attack. He's in his first full season after taking over last year midway.
Penguins trail by only four now, 22-18. Is it too late? Could they do something good? And a two-touch has been called on Falamalu. 22-19. Penguins hanging tough, extremely tough. Down two sets in this best of five. Penguins must win this game. Here's Rhea, back left corner, tripping over her feet. Storm, oh yes, and a perfect block thrown back in the face by Lauren Clark and hits J.C. Jeffress right in the chin. The block, Jeffress is wearing it.
How about Lauren Clark, that freshman? This is a young squad, but man, they're playing tough.
Here's Rhea, 22-20. The Penguins just rattled off five in a row. Another block! Lauren Clark puts down two in a row, 22-21.
Stu, are you kidding me? DU on an absolutely unbelievable run, rallying to make this a one-point game.
Five in a row, Rhea to serve. Whistle given, here she goes. Falealili lets it fly. Penguins up, trail by only one, and now it's tied! Six in a row, Morgan Hill! Shanks it out of bounds! 22-20, fans. It looked like the Penguins were left for dead, and here they are. Hunter's up on his feet. Rhea with a chance to put the Penguins ahead. Side out, Penguins. She's giving the whistle. Penguin fans are freaking out. Here we go into the back row. Off balance, Jeffress. Trouble. Penguins got it. Here's the bump. Set up over to Jones. It's alive. Ball in the air. Jeffress with the bump. Set to Noble. In the air. Jones, Falealili wanted it, Bain. She gets it across, Jeffress. Back set, trouble, Jones. Bumped up by Falealili. Jones, back corner, still alive. Penguins on defense now. Trouble, oh, out of bounds, but tipped out by Hannah Stocking in the front row. Penguins trail by one after rattling off six in a row.
Dixie State able to stop the six in a row by the Penguins. However, they're on a roll right now, folks. Look for them to come out. I expect this one not to be over anytime soon.
Jeffress to serve. A beauty to Rhea. Front row, Bain. Set over to Jones. Up on it. Fielded cleanly. Ball's alive. Uh-oh. Out of play. Game tied. 23 up. Great play there by the D's, hanging tough. Penguins with the presence of mind to collapse in toward the net. Timeout called by Stammer. No, she wants a rotation. She is going to sub in. Lamoita Malapai, the 5'8 senior, the first we've heard of her tonight to serve. Crucial moment in the game. 23 up, Malapai gets off a good one. Ooh, boy, it was almost too deep. Jeffress fields it. Trouble, Noble at the feet, match. Point, Bain leans down to her shoestrings. Match point, Red Storm, 24-23. Can the Penguins hang on? Here's the service by Alex Shearer, who's given the Penguins fits all night. Jones with a bump. Set, Bain. Back set into the net. Four touches, match. over. After the Penguins came storming back, the Penguins really wanted to rain on the Red Storm. And they gave it a real good run in set number three. Final score, 25-23. Penguins fall in three. Although they gave the Red Storm a very good run in game two. And an even better run in game three. For Hunter Hornstein and DJ Dom, Stuart Horn signing off. Thanking you for joining us tomorrow night. Side out, 7 o'clock. These same two teams. Another conference game from the Conlon Center, and you will hear it live worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.